let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, back with us on the program, Robert Maxim. Worldly and past life visions, Atlantis, Lemuria, ancient technology, spiritual sciences. It's all in the critically acclaimed Legacy episode series by our guest in the program, Robert Maxim. Five episodes called a must-read for every truth seeker. The author's real visions of previous lifetimes in Atlantis, Lemuria, other worlds, where these lives took place. Now, the series, 30 years in the making, features advanced scientific and spiritual concepts with evidence. For Robert, these experiences began as a child with sleep time visits to other worlds that continue in both wake and sleep states. He spent 40 years studying science, religion, the science of life, and works in the field of information technology. The author of the Legacy series, Robert Maxim, back with us on This Week in America. Robert, great to have you back on the program. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. Thank you for the invite.
It is always our pleasure. We've got so many questions. And if you have questions, just go to the website and there's an area there where you can send off a question to us. You can go to Robert's website, rgaetan, rgaetan.com or unariusunited.com. While you're there, you can send off a question that we'll talk about on a future program. And before we get into questions, I want to take just a couple of minutes to sort of summarize what we talked about in the last program. Robert was here. He went back with and told us about a viewing, a special messages that he received basically over a period of time, messages years ago and then just recently. Robert, talk a little bit about that, and then we'll direct people to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can see the video and go to Robert's website as well. Talk about that and the two important messages that you were asked to relay to everybody.
Well, sure. The message was was a twofold message. One, that both mental health as well as physical health are tied together. And they started off by describing what they meant by mental health. And it's the way that we live, where we put our interests, whether we live for spirit rather than the flesh. That can make all the difference in the world. So we basically come here to survive and then, you know, leave, and what do we take with us except the negative memories that we incurred here. In that sense, as we live, our own mind not being tapping into our higher spiritual intellect causes the body to degrade. And one of the primary issues with the physical body is in the liver. And it's a degenerative genetic disease that has been created over time, which causes a deficiency in enzyme production of glutathione. And glutathione is basically the super antioxidant that regenerates cells, cures a lot of diseases, and without it, we're going to be tending towards quick aging, failure of different organs, tons of illnesses, Alzheimer's, diabetes, what have you. And of course, you have to keep a dietary regimen, which is recommended. And information for that is under the science tab of my website. But what we do with the mind, what our mission is on this planet, to come down and evolve our lower self, make it a more positively inclined spiritual entity. That is why we're here. We're not here to really enjoy a lot of the things that we normally do.
Right.
We're not here on vacation. We're not here on entertainment. We're here on a mission to evolve. And as long as we don't have that in mind, we're actually going to be destroying this body and degrading our own spiritual evolution. And that was the crux of the message.
It was an excellent message, a very important message, and some visuals that went with that. If you go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us, the video icon, you'll be able to go back to the last program that Robert was on. Great information there. I encourage you to do that. All of the programs we've done with Robert, you can listen to or watch by going to the video icon on thisweekinamerica.us. You can go to iTunes and listen to the programs as well. We've got a number of listener comments and questions that have come in over the course of the last several months. We'll see how far we get during the program today. We never get as far as we hope we're going to, but we're going to start out and try. Robert, the first question we have is, has anyone from another planet ever visited Earth? And if not, do you expect that someday they will?
They sure have for tens of thousands of years, if not hundreds of thousands of years, in Lemuria, Atlantis, Egypt, even up to present day. And they will continue to keep coming, but they will not interfere with our evolution. At least the nice aliens are not going to. Legacy describes those visits, those ancient visits and today's visits to great detail, how these beings are, what do they know, what do they believe in, what is their technology like, why do they leave before, and why they continue to come.
How do we know that that's happening? Is it happening now? Are there people from other planets possibly among us now?
Absolutely.
Interesting.
Now, absolutely.
With your knowledge, do you sense that? Are you able to detect that?
Sometimes. I have been able to detect four that I have met over time. And they look just like you and I. But if you have that inner sense, you can actually tell. And of course, any being from any other world, you must respect, you must keep their secrecy. You cannot say, oh, hey, there goes an alien from so-and-so.
Exactly, yes.
You know, they're here to help us, so let's not hamper their mission.
It's interesting. Robert Maxim, our guest on the program, that's M-A-X-X-I-M. His website is rgaetan, G-A-E-T-A-N.com. Or you get information as well at unariusunited.com. Another listener has the question, and this is interesting because we're talking about aliens, and there's a negative connotation with that. We think of aliens in a negative context. Should we?
No. We have to remember that the way we feel about something or someone or how we perceive them is precisely what we have inside. Else, how do we know what wrong feels like or looks like or is? I'll go back to what Jesus said once. He said, if you see a sty in your brother's eye, first remove the log from your own. So with that, he basically explained the whole thing. So what we have to do is really fix our own negative tendencies and sync up with infinity to be positive, deny emotions, and not go around judging people or aliens, because that's our true mission and test here, to be positive. So if aliens are negative, well, so what? What's important is if we are negative. So there's no such thing as good or bad. There's infinite good and infinite bad. So where is going to be the middle of all of that, and what is it like? We think we know, but how wrong we are. Wherever we put the finger between good and bad, that's where we place ourselves. But it does not mean that that is the center of good and bad at all.
Very interesting. And continuing with the alien theme, we have a question from a listener. Are aliens working covertly with our government? I've heard of underground bases and saucer development projects. A lot of that sounds like science fiction. Is any of that true? Is it possible even?
Well, I have to be careful here how I answer that question, because I know for a fact that Homeland Security is listening in.
They're checking you out. Okay.
Oh, man. I might have a couple of men in black knocking at my door after this. The answer is a resounding yes. I know someone who has actually been in these underground bases, has seen the technology, has seen saucer schematics, have seen landings and so forth. So the myth is confirmed. But that said, let me say that the higher brothers that will never, and I'll repeat that again, will never interfere with our evolution, reveal technology before its time, or land here permanently at this time. Any aliens that violate the prime directive that really don't have our best interest in mind. There are many documentaries on the subject, so there's no need to repeat that here. But I'll go to the previous question. Should we be worried, or should we do something about it? Again, no, because we came here to overcome our lower self, not that of others, or to be going around chasing saucers. And that includes aliens, government, scientists, etc. If there are aliens working with the government, which I believe that that is no longer a myth, but more of a fact, the whole point is whatever they do, the only impact to us is what we do to ourselves. And it's a lot, we harm ourselves a lot more by having negative thoughts than any other physical harm or enjoyment harm that anyone else could bring upon us.
You know, you've talked about that so frequently on all of the programs we've done, the negativity. That's really something that brings us down, isn't it?
It's a downward spiral. We should be on our way up, not on the way down. And going down is not fun.
No, and that for past programs, go to the website, thisweekinamerica.us. A lot of great content in there, the programs we've done with Robert. Continuing with the theme here, we had a number of questions related to this, and someone is asking, with so many self-proclaimed UFO contactees and psychics out there, how can one be sure which are legit and which are telling the truth? Because we hear a lot of people that say things and you'd sort of like to believe or give them some validity, but you're not real sure how much validity to put into them. How do we go about determining whether or not these people actually know what they're talking about?
Absolutely. And for the longest time, I was one of those asking this question myself.
Interesting.
But, you know, what I'll say is that it's really sad to say that while there are many who strive to serve God out of love, a careless many use him to suit selfish fantasies and fame. I'd like to use an example of a child that wants to play open heart surgery on you. Well, these lost souls play with the masses in much the same way by resorting to emotionalism, controversy, faith, lies, but never evidence. This thing of trust me is out there. Well, you have to do a little bit better than that.
Well, yeah. So is that how you were able to determine? I mean, if the only layer is is trust me, then you don't want to go any further with that person.
Absolutely. You have to have evidence. And like, who was it? I think it was Benjamin Franklin, who once said, men are best convinced by reasons they themselves discover. So I had to go on a discovery journey because the first person I had to convince was me.
Exactly.
I didn't want to believe on something that was that may not have had any footing. And anything I do, anything I see, I have to have proof.
So many of the areas that we touch on during the course of the conversations, you'll find in the Legacy series by Robert Maxim, M-A-X-X-I-M, the author of the series. The book is available, of course, at Robert's website, at Amazon, all the usual places you can find books. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly to Robert's website. The website is rgaetan, G-A-E-T-A-N.com. Information also at the website, unariusunited.com. On the program today, we're trying to get caught up on some of the many questions that we've had from listeners to the program. Here's one that we've touched on before, and it's really important. So much turmoil in the world, it almost seems that we're on the brink of another war. And if you pick up the newspaper, you're thinking we're probably inching a little bit closer than we would like to be. Can civilization be saved? And if so, how do we go about doing that?
Well, I grew up in a communist country, and it was a blessing to leave and come to this country. So I've had both ends. And each side says, oh, they're going to attack. So I've learned one thing. Let's not fear for our lives, because fear of death is our own ego wanting to survive. You see, we came here to tear down this ego, not to save it. Our true life is up there. It's not here. This is only a temporary assignment, but your true being is in a higher dimension, and that cannot be destroyed. The turmoil and the dangers that we sense, they're really memories of other times of destruction that we're reliving. That's where we get these fears from. And I'll list Lemuria and Atlantis, for example.
Right.
Places that we destroyed and remember very well. At times, we were the ones that were the givers of the problem. At other times, we were the takers. And until people realize that they are reliving destructive episodes or acting out past revenge for something that was done to them, these old mental flicks are not going to stop. So let's be thankful for the chance that we have to live here now under these turmoil consequences, so we can work out these past negations. And don't forget, that's why history repeats itself. These memories, these doers, these takers and givers, they come back and they continue to relive. All of these people that are arming themselves and pointing guns at each other, they are reliving. They are afraid of what happened to them or what they did in the past, and they seek to be safe. Well, we are in the same boat. Aren't we doing the same thing? The moment that we think, oh, we're in danger, we have to save ourselves, we are part of the problem as well. We have to recognize it and just be still and know where the true life is and why we're here.
Another issue that we deal with is global warming, and we had a viewer who had asked about that. With your knowledge, what's your opinion of global warming? What is it?
Oh, I love the subject. Global warming is actually real, but its primary cause is not carbon emissions, but simply, guess what? Water vapor and nuclear bomb particles that are wrapped around the planet's magnetic field in the core. So all these shouting matches out there that, hey, no, you have to control carbon emissions, and you got this other issue with methane and nitrous oxide. Not at all, not even close. Water vapor, which keeps us alive in this planet, is what's causing global warming. And if you go to my site under science, I have a link where I have the data, I have the charts, go see for yourself. Now, going back to these atomic bombs, did you know that there have been over 1,700 bombs detonated thus far since 1945?
Was not aware of that, no.
All those bombs have killed the planet's natural magnetic resonance that keeps solar radiation in check. We have this balance of Van Allen belts. On the website, again, I have a comprehensive analysis under the effect of global warming and the fields. And you can see it all there. But what's important about that link is that I have a message from the Space Brothers through George Adamski, dated 1952, where they very exactly say what the cause of global warming was back then. And this analysis confirms it. So do have a look at it, but at the same time, beware of initiatives that are claiming to reduce emissions for our own good, because those emissions, I guarantee you, they are not the problem. It's the magnetic field that we have to fix, nothing else. It's good to keep the planet clean, but let's not rush to decisions. The magnetic field is what needs immediate help.
How do we go about fixing? And well, first of all, I guess the question would be, is it fixable?
Yes, it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
How do we go about that, especially if it's not something on our radar screen? It's not something we're focused on.
Nikola Tesla had the answer. He created a transmission tower that operated at 300 kilohertz. That 300 kilohertz is the planet's natural frequency. If we're able to bring that technology and implement it, which should be fairly simple, have a couple of these towers all over the planet and pump 300 kilohertz signals into the core of the planet, that frequency itself will help to dissolve a lot of that gamma ray generated radiation that has wrapped itself around the Van Allen belts.
Interesting. Robert Maxim, if you're just joining us, our guest on the program, we are talking about the Legacy Series and Robert's experiences. Information available at the website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can log on directly to Robert's website, which is rgaten.com and unariusunited.com with information as well. We're getting through a number of these questions today. We still have more. We'll get to a couple more on the program today. If you have any questions, feel free to get in contact with us. You can do that through either of our websites. This question is interesting. It seemed that those who have visions and visits are in a small club. It's a select group of people. Are there others who just aren't aware of what's happening to them? Is it possible people are having visits and visions, but they don't fully understand it, appreciate it?
Great question, Rick. Great question. You see, most people in this world have visions and realizations, but they have no clue what's going on. This world doesn't really tell you this is why this happens. This is why you're experiencing this. You know, they attribute it to other things. They even call people insane that even begin to break out and get some real reason.
Yes.
Now, some individuals stay in denial for long periods of time until they get serious. And I include myself in that bunch. I mean, I denied it for the longest time because I had to prove it to myself. But now, Legacy's purpose is to show, demonstrate, prove the how, the what, and the why. So your mind opens up after thousands of years of self-induced oblivion. And after reading Legacy, or even now, you might want to visit Unarius United and see for yourself the power of these visions, the logic, and the evidence behind it, because it's all documented there as well.
How did you get to the point, we talked about this before, that you were a skeptic and spent a number of years scientifically looking into what it was that you were experiencing. When did you get to the point, why did you get to the point that, first of all, how difficult was it to have an open mind and just not, I guess that's step number one, realize maybe there is something there rather than just discounting it? How difficult was it to get to the point where I'm actually going to look into this because maybe there's something there?
Well, first, I didn't know where to look. It took me 3 years to get to the point where I found someone that I recognized that had similar experiences. And that's where these were students of Dr. Ernest L. Norman. And that's how I came to know about Dr. Norman's works. And reading his works just opened up the gateway, and I began to say, that's it. Oh, yeah, there we go. His teachings also began to allow me to reflect and sort out the weeds from the flowers.
Exactly.
Because I tell you, in this world, you get so polluted with different opinions and teachings, and you got to sit in this position, you got to sing this, and you have to put this rock by you. I mean, no, none of that is necessary. All you have to do is know yourself and know how energy works and how the spirit works, and then this stuff begins to sort out.
It's interesting. So if people are going through, maybe what I'm experiencing is something special. If they follow Legacy, if they get in contact with you, if they get information, if they go to the websites, rgaten.com and unariusunited.com, you've already gone through that skepticism for them, and you've also gone through the process of trying to find the answers. So you don't have to rediscover this anymore. You've already done that for them.
Yeah, and others may have special cases, but together as students, we are able to help each other out. We're able to share Maybe something I don't know, somebody else might know, and what they know, I might not know. Well, you know, by sharing, that's why we're brothers and sisters, because in that sharing, that's how we evolve. We cannot evolve separately. We have to evolve together because we are, in reality, one.
And you will find that information at the websites. And we're out of time, but Robert, of course, will be back with us. Robert Maxim, M-A-X-X-I-M, is our guest on the program. We're talking about the Legacy Series. Robert's website is rgaetan, G-A-E-T-A-N.com. Information also at unariusunited.com. By going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Robert's websites and get all of the information. Robert, a lot of ground covered on the program today. We made some progress in getting through our listener questions. And if you have some more, please submit them to us and we will get to them on future programs. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Looking forward to doing it again.
Phenomenal. We'll be standing by.
Okay. Robert Maxim, our guest on the program. The program is This Week in America. Website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.